Local, 71 degrees with some scattered sprinkles out there right now.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
It is time for the Newsmaker 2 interview, being brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
It is 829 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Our Newsmaker 2 interview here on this Tuesday morning. We're joined by Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Hayes. Sergeant Hayes, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to have you on the air. And, of course, we were just talking with Aaron Rodriguez of Riley's Fireworks. About fireworks. We're going to talk to you about fireworks and the fireworks display specifically coming up Sunday out at the Emporia State University campus.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Ready to go for the 4th of July, aren't we?
Yes, we missed it last year, so it's really nice to have it back and have a nice 4th of July celebration for our community.
For folks that are familiar with Emporia State University, which is the vast majority of us now, and really the switch over close to a decade ago for the fireworks show, is anything really going to be that different here for folks that attend this year versus from a couple of years ago?
Nope, nothing. Nothing's really changed. Maybe really, really minor things on our end as far as safety and some roads. But nothing that anybody that's come in the past, it's kind of the same setup here. Lots of parking on ESU campus. Between Emporia State University and the city of Emporia, we really kind of have this down to a science. It's a well-oiled machine. So if you're not sure where to go or anything, you know, there is a map available. And if you're still not sure, we have lots of barricades and people out that evening that will help you out on where you need to go.
Outstanding. Now, what time can folks start filtering down to Emporia State University, and what are some of the things that people need to know about what they can bring with them for the fireworks show to enjoy things and what they can't bring?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of viewing areas around, you know, within the university. Obviously, Welch Stadium is one of the best places to watch the fireworks. It's going to open up at 7 p.m. People are allowed to watch the fireworks on the football field, but you're not allowed to bring any chairs on the field, just blankets if you want to do that. Other tailgating areas, you're welcome to come and tailgate in the parking areas, the parking lots. On Emporia State University campus, you can bring coolers and you know, what am I trying to say?
Grills.
Thank you, grills. But no alcohol and no personal fireworks is probably the two biggest things that we need to make sure people know and understand. No alcohol and no personal fireworks.
There you go. So coming up Sunday, ready to go, ESU campus, and then, of course, the start of the fireworks show, basically when those who are in charge of setting things off feel like it's dark enough, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
9:45-ish?
9:45, 10 o'clock, just when we think it's dark enough is when Bernie will set those off.
There you go. Good stuff. We're visiting with Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Hayes this morning, our Newsmaker 2 interview, previewing the July 4th fireworks show. Before, I know Chuck wants to talk to you a little bit about safety check lane tomorrow, but I wanted to ask real quick, this week, as people are, preparing to celebrate, I know the fireworks stands have been open since Sunday, and they can go purchase fireworks. They can start shooting off fireworks in the city limits. And you might just kind of go over some of the rules so people are aware. If they haven't heard, I know we had Reason Bradford on a week or so ago, but if you have those available, you might go over that again, Sergeant Hayes.
Yes, for sure. You are allowed to shoot fireworks within the city limits. The restrictions are 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Through the 5th, except for the 3rd and the 4th, which is Saturday and Sunday. You can shoot until 11 p.m. You cannot shoot them in the street. You cannot use any parks, city-owned parking lots, not on the golf course. You know, basically your own property is the best rule of thumb there. So be responsible with those. I know there's a lot of safety things that you can do to make sure that you and your family stay safe. Have water available. You know, a bucket is a really good idea. Make sure you douse those fireworks with water before you dispose of them. Just be smart and have a bit of a plan and do a little bit of thinking about it. That's just for the safety of everyone.
Well, and anyone who's firing off a bunch of stuff, they should be cleaning up after themselves anyways. They should
yes.
be taking care of their trash, and you might as well sweep your trash up and drop it into a bucket of water for a little bit, just let it soak. Then you kind of kill two birds with one stone. You clean up after yourself, and you take some of that risk of having a fire start from hot firework or something like that, right?
Oh, for sure. That is so, so important. I really want to reiterate that. It's so important to make sure you douse your fireworks when you're done. Fires can start so easily with those, and you know, we've had that happen here in Emporia, so we do not want that to happen again.
Lisa, really quickly, I want, before we shift gears to what's taking place tomorrow versus what's taking place on Sunday, I just wanted a chance to maybe give you a chance to give a shout out to the other law enforcement partners that'll be on hand here for the fireworks show Sunday night, and also the emergency personnel that are going to be on hand just to make sure that everything moves smoothly and people are safe.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for letting me do that. You know, Emporia State University Police, the Emporia Fire Department, the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, and then, of course, the Emporia Police Department. We have a lot of people that come out and work this event and are working overtime and away from their families on this holiday. It is an extremely safe event. We have people all over the place ready for any kind of an emergency or any help that we need to be prepared for. So if you see one of those people out there working in uniform or any kind of first responder, be sure to thank them because they're working away from their families this holiday, and they deserve a little shout-out. So I appreciate that.
All right, shifting gears here to tomorrow, first child seat safety check lane in quite some time.
Yes. This one came up kind of quickly on us. Basically what it is we're doing a recertification class for some of our techs. You know, because of COVID, some of those certifications lapsed and expired. So we've got to get them back up to snuff on our practices. So, and part of that class is having an actual public check lane. So it's going to be a little shorter, not as many people as we would normally have, but we're still inviting the public to come out.
And I know with these safety check lanes, this, again, the name is in there. It's just about safety for your child in their safety seat in the vehicle, correct?
Yes, and I always appreciate being able to let the public know that. This is absolutely just a checkup. There's no tickets that are given out, no judgment. We want people to be safe with their child passenger safety, and we're there to help them make sure their seats are installed properly. That's it.
And
no tickets, no judgment, no nothing.
There you go. And there's really only a couple things they need to have on hand for the safety check lane.
Yep. Preferably have the child with you. If you don't, that's okay. Your primary vehicle that the seat needs to go in, and, of course, the seat.
One other question is the type of issues for folks that have never done this before, they've never heard of this before, the type of issues that the seats can have, because I think for a lot of places, a seat's a seat, and that's all that goes to it.
True, very, very true. There's so many different car seats, so many different vehicles. And so that's why we have such a specialized technician that has a certified training to know how to install those properly. It's very, very, very common for there to be mistakes when installing, even when you do your best effort and read the manual. So just a double check, make sure your kids are as safe as they can possibly be, and that's our goal.
And the other thing, and sometimes parents don't think about this, but the seat may have been installed correctly, you know, 6 months, a year ago, but the kid's not the same size they were 6 months, a year ago, and that's a reason why we check these things, correct, Sergeant
Very,
Hayes?
Very, very true. You know, we have, and also, you know, simple things like road vibration and stuff can loosen those seats up. But yes, and we have resources available if somebody doesn't have the proper seat and needs help. We can help. normally we can just help you out and get you the proper seat that you need. So definitely come out. We're going to be at the extension office. We're going to be in the parking lot. You won't have a hard time finding us if you need to come out there. We're not sure exactly what side of the building we're going to be on yet, but we'll be in the parking lot and from 2:30 to 4:30 tomorrow. And we're going to be pretty strict on our time. So if you really need your seat checked, make sure you're there kind of early. This is just for our class, and they're going to need to finish up the class by 5 p.m. So come early. And bring your seat and your kiddos and your vehicle, and we'll be there to help you.
There you go.
Outstanding.
Sergeant Hayes, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
All right. Well, she covered a couple different things there, just generally fireworks regulations here in Emporia here for the rest of the week through the 4th of July weekend. Of course, the big show coming up on Sunday, Emporia mm-hmm. State University. They've been out there a number of years. I think anyone who's been out there even once will kind of get an idea of what they're doing, and she's absolutely right. There's people all over the place kind of directing and making sure you go where you need to go. Really the only no-nos are alcohol and personal fireworks out there, and then of course the Safe Kids Emporia safety check lane tomorrow, 2:30 to 4:30 at the Lyon County Extension Office on West Highway 50. A lot of stuff covered in that little interview right there, Chuck.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we've got another update coming up here as well. And this is going to be on a totally different topic here in just a second. Hashtag Vax to Normal, the COVID-19 vaccination and incentive campaign continues with another drawing coming up here this week, Friday specifically. Jessica Buchholz set to join us for that. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 slot, Doug Bierkus talking about the Pro Disc Golf Association Junior Worlds Tournament, which will be in Emporia next week.
There you go. Our Newsmaker 2 interview here this hour brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th Avenue. 840 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. We do have our Newsmaker 3 with the Vax to Normal organizers on the way, plus sports headlines before the hour is out. A couple minutes away from a check of local headlines, but first, we have the latest national and world headlines from ABC News.
They're still searching the rubble of what's left of the condo building in